going to be a crazy one. I already know. Yeah. Okay. Welcome to Where Are We Growing? Hey. We love a good, like, hand cue. I was in band, so I know how to, like, how to, I don't know, influence an audience with noise.
A whole conductor.
Absolutely. That was actually my dream. That's what I was going to Eau Claire for.
Are you kidding?
I was a music education major, yes. That was my dream, to be a band teacher. I wanted to change people's lives with the power of music.
If you could just start doing that tomorrow, like, you didn't have to go any through any of the rigmarole, would you do that?
No, because I don't dream to work anymore.
Same. Because I found out this week.
I did like it. Like, I liked, I don't know. I just liked the atmosphere of band. It was fun. And I wanted, so many people, this is a tangent, hello. So many people have bad, like, band experiences. They'll be like, oh, band sucked because I had a bad teacher. And I feel like that's, like, oh, a lot of the time, a lot of why people quit band.
I was not in band, but apparently the band teacher was, everyone loved him. Ooh. I don't know. Yeah, I was a student
council kid. Oh, you're a student council kid. I think I knew that, yeah. Okay, prissy kid.
Our student council wasn't like normal.
I think I was councils. Like, I think, honestly, I think I was probably one of like the student council wannabes. I was like, well, I want to be in student council, but I wasn't like popular enough to be.
No, student council was for everyone. It wasn't like, it's not.
Anywho, what are we talking about, plants, today? What's our topic?
Okay, so you guys have been waiting a long, long week because we both had super busy weeks and we don't plan ahead very well, so.
We knew we were going to have this up and coming eventually, but we figured why not do it right away?
Yeah,
because exactly. We don't have any guests set up anytime soon, so just do it to it. So what are we doing?
We have a special hour-long episode. Well, as close to an hour as we can get.
We'll see. It's late already.
We'll see where we land. But anyway, so we got a really great question through our Gmail, wherearegrowing@gmail.com. Yes, if you have any topic suggestions,
we might do a whole ass episode about it.
Absolutely. So we got this email. It says, hello. I've recently been struggling with a declining plant due to root rot. I was wondering if you could do an episode on plants declining and how to go about trying to save them. Thank you, Elliot.
Thank you, Elliot, for your question. It can be really stressful when a plant starts declining out of nowhere.
It is mortifying.
Yeah, especially when it was doing well and you're like, oh, I love this plant. You grow your emotional attachment to it and all of a sudden, like, boom, there's other yellowing leaves.
It's gone.
Dark patches. There's leaves dropping out of nowhere. The new growth is coming in sad. It's like, oh no, something is going on.
It is. Truly a planter's worst nightmare.
Yeah, it's a worst nightmare, especially when you're new. It can be extremely stressful, very like taxing on your mental health when you're excited about your plant journey, and then all of a sudden they start declining out of nowhere, and you're like, oh no, this hasn't meant for me, but I promise it happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us. We are not the best, by the way, but it happens to everybody.
Like this week, I had 2 days where I thought I was going to hang out with my plants, and I didn't hang out with my plants, and then I got to them, and I was like, oh no.
Maybe I should have been here 2 days ago. Whoopsies.
Well, also my fish. One of my fish was on the fritz, and honestly, he might not be with us as we're talking this. I haven't checked yet.
I'm just telling. I was with my grandparents the past couple days, and I was like, yeah, a lot of plant people have fish as a hobby, but I couldn't do it. It's too much maintenance. Like, these, like, 150 houseplants seems like a lot of maintenance, but fish, that's a whole nother thing.
And I've been successful my whole life with fish, and now all of a sudden I'm, like, the ripe age of almost 30, and I can't get fish down. Kill me.
It's a little bit too much. I think it'd be fun. I don't know. This sounds more difficult, but to have like a saltwater tank with like fun coral and stuff.
It is really cool. My mom had one, a 75-gallon. It was beautiful.
Ugh. Yeah, not for us. But anyways, diagnosing plant problems.
Let's talk about what can cause a decline in a plant.
Yeah, so I guess we'll start with like if you already have this plant, assumingly, or I mean, sometimes well, you let's, show up and...
Let's start with, you just brought a plant home.
And then diagnosing a problem.
Yes, and then we'll go into later stages.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't get a lot of plant mail, right?
No.
But you do, like, you've been getting imports recently. Yes, so that takes a little bit of, like,
I have very intense plant mail. Like, if I'm going to get plant mail, I'm going to go all the way.
Oh, yeah. You're like, this is going to be a project. I'm going to get a huge plant. It's going to show up and either look beautiful and great, or it's going to be...
toasted.
Yeah. It could go either way. I actually have an import on the way.
What? Okay. Oh, yeah, the one... Oh, we talked about this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm getting, like, a... Yeah, it'll be on my TikTok. It'll show up like next week or something. Yeah, That'd be fun. We'll see. I don't know what the plants are. It's a surprise. So,
but what a treat.
What a treat. Maybe it'll be plants I already have. Who knows? Maybe we'll do a fun little giveaway. We love a little. I haven't done a TikTok giveaway in a long time. But yeah, anyways. You have a plant that shows up. Let's assume. Let's say the leaves are droopy. I mean, first of all, like plants, when they go through the mail, it's stressful on the plant itself. So even if the plant shows up healthy, it can be a little bit wonky.
Yeah. Right? And the thing is, even if you get it from a nursery, 9 times out of 10, that plant was transported via freight truck, mm-hmm. even just as bad as mail.
Yeah. The nurseries, especially not the like individual plant shops, they're usually not, more often than not, they're not growing the plants there. So they've been shipped over, they've grown, sent, shipped over from somewhere, and they probably haven't been there that long. They're probably not even acclimated to the space they're sitting in yet, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes it shows up, and a lot of times, like, just the way the plant has been packaged makes it look sad, like the leaves have been manipulated, and it's like, meh. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times that can fix itself, but leaf tears and damage like that, that's permanent, unfortunately.
Or full suffocation of a plant.
Yeah, sometimes it's, I actually had one show up today. I'll just show you a picture of it. I sent you a Snapchat, right? That yellow plant I traded for.
Oh yes.
Yeah, it was a little syngonium. I didn't even remember what kind of syngonium it was. I think it was just normal green syngonium. Showed up like a week late, and it was very yellow, the top.
Oh, it was a week late, and that's all it.
Yeah.
That wasn't too bad.
It was very dry, so I think if it were a little bit wet, maybe if it would have stayed a little bit more okay looking. But mm-hmm. yeah, usually my plants, when I send like your average aeroid, they usually make it. It was packaged pretty well too, but yeah, it was very yellow. But usually anything that's like yellowing, if it doesn't appear like sad, if like the roots are okay, you usually just have to pick those off and
yeah,
love and it.
It'll be fine. It'll come back.
But not always. Sometimes you show up and the leaves are brown and it's like, oh, something's awful with this plant. Big like brown patches or something. So first of all, check those roots. Root rot is very common. And pick off that dead stuff, you know. Don't be like too handsy. You don't want to like break already good roots that look suspicious, because sometimes roots can be brown and healthy. You know, yeah. They've been in soil. They
like some of my import roots, I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, they're brown, but they feel very solid. Maybe, yeah.
So
maybe
if they feel good. Solid, they're probably fine. If they like mush in your hands. Yeah.
If you can like
pull it apart.
If you can like lightly glide your fingers down the root and they fall off, mm-hmm. those are they're
probably rot. So I pick off everything that is rotted. Do you usually treat your rotted plants?
Okay, we'll get into that. That is a topic that we will come up to. It's right here.
Diseases? That's,
yes, so okay. we will talk about the treatment of...
Okay, treatment of things. Yes. You're like giving me looks as if I'm supposed to like be getting your like brain signals.
Yeah. We're not telepathic, unlike we what are, you mostly think.
Had too I've had too much to drink. You make strong drink. I've had half of whatever lemonade that no orange thing that is. And I'm like, mwah. But change of environment in general, shocking a plant, that's sometimes it just needs a little bit of like heat, a little bit of light, and I don't know, sometimes humidity. Put a little bag. Bit of love. Yeah, a little bit of love. Give it some compliments. I don't water a plant right away when I get it, unless it is clearly dried out, you know?
Yeah, and normally, like, the way greenhouses, and other than, like, Home Depot and Lowe's, like, greenhouses, they can water every couple of days because it's so hot, it's so full mm-hmm. sun that it just dries up. Yeah. So, like, chances are you buy a plant that's been watered in the last 3 days. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about it usually, unless it's from Home Depot and you're like, this is 14 pounds and it's a 4-inch pot, so wet.
I know, sometimes I can tell, I'm like, this pot is way too big for how big this plant seems to be, and the roots are probably drowning and it's not going to dry out in time or as fast as I want it to. So sometimes if it is, I've mentioned in a TikTok before, the only reasons, we'll talk about repotting eventually, but there's only a few reasons to repot, and usually it's just signs of stress mm-hmm. or a signal to me that that plant is going to decline if it stays in that condition, whatever that may be. But People like putting their plants in plastic bags. I've been seeing that on little plant Instagrammers. They do a little like quarantining with plastic mm-hmm. bags and stuff for imports, trades, new plants, anything with a disease too. If you have a small space, putting like a big bag over your plant, even a garbage bag, will help it quarantine from the rest of your plants. So yeah. But yeah, sometimes it's just a part of plant mail, but be in contact with your seller. And sometimes if it's like, oh, there's actually a problem with this plant in the first place, sometimes they can work something out with you.
But even just like a little partial refund. Like mm-hmm. if someone was like, oh, I just got this plant, it has bugs. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh my God, are you kidding? Like that's mealybugs just don't appear in a package. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like, oh, it was just really hot. They were really attracted to the package. Mm-hmm. No, like if it's, you open it up and there's an issue other than like transportation issues, because obviously mm-hmm. the post office can suck sometimes. But if you like open up your package, there's bugs like that obviously came from the seller, or if mm-hmm. there's like obvious, and you know, just like talk to your seller, you can usually mm-hmm. come to an agreement.
Yeah. Sometimes people are busy. They don't always have time to catch a plant problem before it makes it to you. I've gotten thrift mail a couple times as of late, and I've been able to eradicate it no problem. So it's all just like catching it early and making sure you quarantine your plants before, you know, getting them in. What are you doing, Brandon?
I'm just trying to get us a full view of
I'm too overstimulated. Recording. I can't think and watch you do things at the same time. Brandon's like fumbling with the phone because we need to see how much time we have left. Otherwise, we could like talk for an hour and a half.
This could end up being a 3-hour podcast.
It could, or we're going to be like, oh my God, it's only been 30 minutes. But anyhow, moving on to, we already talked about watering a little bit, but.
Yes, but let's dive into watering.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. And I dropped my phone.
Okay. Well, we're going to ignore that fall we have plants that we're going to show you examples of.
Showing examples?
Yes.
Talking about examples.
Okay, Nicole. What look we at got this here? Plant.
Okay, can we've you, got a Medulla pothos.
Do you see damage, correct?
Yes, there's a lot of browning going on.
What caused this damage?
Well, I feel like I'm guessing because you got it from the grocery store. Was there some type of rot situation going on? No?
There was not root rot, but this was the first signs of overwatering, was the browning.
Oh, yes. All on that bright variegation. It's like, ooh. Mm. A lot of it on new and old leaves, very random. But it does look overall healthy. You saved it. Mm-hmm. These leaves look beautiful.
So
big Medulla pothos. This leaf is insane.
This could have been bad because...
You saved it quickly.
We got it at Cub Foods, which is a grocery store here in Minneapolis, at midnight. And I... got my groceries and I brought it home and I like didn't do anything with it for 4 days. And then our friend Ryan, who was our first guest on our podcast, got one and his like rapidly declined. And I was like,
oh, I better check
my God. And fortunately I caught my overwatering. It was grocery store overwatering. It wasn't mm-hmm. my fault.
You hadn't watered it yet. It was just wet.
But yeah,
soil.
So it was like all like it's now crispy because it's dried.
Yeah,
but it was
that? Get that up to your mic because I want some ASMR crisp. Delicious.
So it's crispy now, but it started out really wet. It was like mushy brown.
Seems like it's in a smaller pot too.
Because mm-hmm, I repotted it, yes. With Monstera Clo- Monstera Clo- Monstera Co. Aeroid Blend.
Use so my code 10% off.
Nicole 10.
But I was going to say that in a video today on TikTok. I just can't take myself seriously when I say, use my code. So I just don't. I just put it in the closed captions. I'm just like, all right, sneak it in there. I'm too embarrassed. I don't want to ask for money. Anyway, I don't want to give people a discount. Yeah. I don't want to ask for money.
Well, Nicole actually benefits from this code, so please use her code.
Yeah, use Nicole 10 on soil and spray. Anyway, overwatering. Sometimes there are underwatering, and then usually that, instead of browning, usually have yellowing.
A little bit more yellow and a little bit more crispy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, usually the
it usually sounds like this right away.
Yeah, that, I'm guessing those leaves were soft before they came crispy.
Yeah, they were soft.
They were brown and soft, yeah. Usually that's if it's brown and crispy, it could be underwatering. If it's brown and soft, probably overwatering. That is very general. General statement alert. Yeah. take that with a grain of salt, but it's not a bad one. Do you have anything else that was due to watering issues?
No. Let's move on to lighting.
Lighting.
Oh, right. Okay. These plants are very far away. Let me just travel across the room.
Is this a Peru?
Yes. This
is Monstera Peru.
This is the Peru that Zoe gave us.
Okay.
We both have the same similar plant. This was too close to my Black Magic panel light.
Uh-oh. You cooked it?
And I cooked it.
Mm-mm. She's got a little bit of, on the oldest leaves, she's got a little bit of yellowing and a little bit of like, this is like orangey, orangey spots.
Yeah, so this was, when you have lighting, 9 times out of 10 people underlight their plants. Mm-hmm. Like your plants usually need more light than they're given.
Than you think, yeah.
Unless it's a non-cacti sitting in a direct window. Like that's a natural way to overlight your plant. But I use a lot of grow lights and I have a very strong one that I put on top of my new IKEA cabinet. And I put this like right under and it was cooked.
It was too much.
This is such a fleshy plant where it kind of turns yellow, where a lot of thinner leaves will turn super brown, especially where the petiole meets.
I'm surprised. Those are still there. There's no like really bad brown spots.
Yeah.
I think I have a, oh, what the heck is it? I think it's some type of tenue plant or tenue philodendron type. And it has on the newest leaf, like a big soft brown spot in the middle. And I think it was a little bit too close to my grow light, which is usually not a grow light that even gives off a lot of power. But if it's all day right there next to that leaf, it just takes a little bit of cooking. And if it's fresh, especially fresh foliage is really, really sensitive to that lighting. Yeah. So
just like this guy.
Watch those plants. Make sure you're thinking about where the lighting of where that plant came from. A lot of times, I mean, some greenhouses are either giving their plants too much or too little light. For houseplants, it can be one or the other because sometimes they're out there with the outdoor plants and they're cooking, or sometimes they're in department stores and they've been sitting under fluorescence for weeks. So, yeah.
It's always acclimation. Acclimation.
Yeah, so pay attention. I always tell people when they're sticking a plant in direct sun in their window just to watch it. A lot of plants can handle a little bit of direct sun, but make sure you're just staring at it a little bit. The burn spots will kind of start showing up randomly and slowly, but once it starts happening, it's like
rapid.
It starts going. So.
Like if your plant is in direct light or right under a grow light, it starts to even turn a hint of yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Pull it away. Pull it away.
Yeah, and pay attention if you're like, oh my god, this wasn't here literally 10 seconds ago. Look at where it was if you're like, oh, it's a grow light. It's probably not a pest. Pest didn't do that in 5 minutes. So
the grow lights can.
Grow lights can absolutely do that. Or, I mean, have you seen people post when they accidentally leave a Monstera sitting out in the car and it like just turns black?
Oh, no. Sam left a couple plants in her car for multiple hours when it was like 95.
Oh.
Actually, I think there's one outside. Basically, all the foliage rotted away, turned black, full black.
It's like a sauna in there. I can't take it. It's too much.
The way sauna in a bad way.
Yeah. It's like, don't leave your animals in a hot car. Don't leave your planties in a hot car either. That's not going to be good. They even those philodendrons, even any tropicals, they can burn up pretty easily in a car. Except, like, your car's pretty nice because it has those, like, tinted windows.
Yeah.
It probably helps.
If you have super tinted windows and you park with your back window facing the sun, you can get away with it for like a little bit.
Yeah, put them on the floor or something. Hide them out of the sunlight. Be careful. Or I don't know, if you can, bring them inside wherever you are. If you have to like make another stop, just go into Walgreens with your new bird of paradise walking around. Well, should we move on to repotting / transplanting?
Yes.
You usually don't repot plants unless it's time for a repot, like we mentioned before, or it's showing obvious signs of stress. So what exactly would those be to you?
My biggest sign of needing to be repotted, and it's very subtle, the plant gets a little bit limp and a little bit light. And usually for me, and this is the error I make a lot of the time, is I'm like, oh, it's just an old leaf. Dude, it's not a worry. But quickly that leaf declines, and then another leaf declines, and then another in a rapid succession, like, and then all of a sudden my plant is dead because I pull up the roots. I'm like, oh, they're completely rotted, or oh, it was trapped in a plug and its roots couldn't escape.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually a root issue.
Yeah, if there's a plant rapidly declining and you've checked for pests, you've checked for, I don't know, anything else. I always tell people to, like, check up on those roots. You don't know what's up in there, what's crawling in there, what's going on, what's festering, what's, like, trapping it. There's a lot going on under the surface. And soil is really complicated. Like, I think I've mentioned before, I think it's soil is a hard concept to learn. And a lot of issues can start from there. So usually I don't repot. I'm usually repotting if a plant actually needs to be repotted because it's time for, like, a bigger size. Usually the plant starts slowing down quite a bit in growth. The new growth will come out kind of small, and it'll often need water a lot more because there's more roots in there, less soil, and it's, like, you know, drying out faster. And it's like, okay, I'm a little stressed out here. Mm-hmm. My big monstera really, really needs a repot. And
that's the exact opposite. It's like you can, the roots can be eating up all the soil and there's nothing left. You're watering every 2 days.
You have no idea. They can go crazy. It's been a couple of years since I repotted mine. So I'm like, and those things can go pretty, pretty root bound. But
my two medium ones outside, I have to water them literally every other day.
They're sitting out there and they're drying out.
So annoying.
And they're huge pots, right?
They're not huge, but one of them's wide.
Like, if it were indoors, you're not watering that more than once a week at all.
I was watering them once every month.
Yeah, when I got home today, I was like, I'm not worried about watering the bigger plants because they're more likely than not dried out within the last couple days. They're big. They're good. But another sign of needing to repot is if you stick your finger in the soil, you know, to check for watering and you feel roots are, like, right there circling at the top, it's usually a good indication that it's, like, full.
Yeah.
It's full up in there, full in the inn, no more room. We need to take an expansion in the hotel.
Or your Sims house. Or Sims general, you need an expansion pack. Your plants need an expansion pack.
Sometimes plants need a little bit of help. I told my mom this little metaphor today. I was like, even like some plants that are like growing faster and more than they ever have before, then they need a little bit of like support, like a stick. So it's okay to need a little bit of like help, even though you're doing really well, because, you know, it's a lot to handle.
Amen.
Anyways, not to get super deep, but moving on. Anything else to say about transplanting your plants?
Yes, let's talk about transplanting cuttings, which is exactly what this plant I have to show here is.
We've got a little monstera Ansonia here.
Yes, so this was some cuttings I took from Sam's mother plant, which isn't doing too well.
Yeah, I think this is the one I've heard about.
Yeah, it'll come back.
That she's pretty distraught about.
I think it'll come back.
Looks pretty atrocious.
We didn't disturb the roots, which is the crazy part.
You just put a pole in there and put it around it and started declining?
Yeah.
Oops.
So I don't know what's going on.
That sucks.
I think it'll bop back, but these are cuttings from it.
Okay. They're very crispy. There's a little bit of yellowing, a little bit of browning, a lot going on here.
Yeah, they were loving the moss they were in.
Okay, and you put them in soil?
And they said, like, we'll accept it, but we're not going to be happy about it.
They're like, I'm not, like, the foliage that we had, we're not good.
They're like, start putting out happy we'll put out this
that
leaf,
baby.
Which is maybe the size of my thumbnail.
Wait, does it have any holes in it? Oh my god, it's precious. It's a baby leaf with two little holes in it. Oh my god, that's so
cute. And look
cute.
At, like, each one has, like, another tiny little baby leaf coming out.
Yeah, she's waking up. She's like, I'm a little bit annoyed. This leaf looks, you know, kind of fine. But yeah, it's just, you know, looking to make sure that, like, there's no creepy crawlies, no, like, crazy stuff happening. I always like to do the blow test because I'm like, I'll see something that looks like, you know, a little, like, piece of soil, but it could be, like, a thrip, or it could be just, you know, some damage on the plant, and I don't have my glasses on, so could be really anything. But yeah, this, I don't, to me, in my eyeballs, I have a pretty good pest eye.
It is insane.
But I don't see anything on here, and yeah, she's just
like, Nicole's like, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? She goes, oh, she's right here on this leaf.
All these there's literally besides that baby, there's three other new babies coming out. Very fun. Literally, where did this one come from?
I don't know. Well,
My Orbifolia, after I put my Calathea Orbifolia into a terracotta pot, I rescued it from the like netting, which is one thing that when you're repotting a plant can absolutely be happening down there and trapping those roots. I put it to terracotta and it was not happy for a little bit, but now it's shooting out new growth like crazy, but not actually from those leaves. It's just popping out in the soil out of nowhere. And I'm just like, okay. That's what the leaves are huge.
That's what they do. That's like my stromanthes are just popping out of the soil. They were just,
no, like they never had one sad leaf and now they're like going off. What else do we have going on over here?
Well, let's talk about my pasta because I think this is a super interesting case.
Yeah, you had a big pasta's on them. Where did you get this thing?
I got this from Equigenera. So
okay,
it was an import from Ecuador. Mm-hmm. And when I got it, it was in rough shape. It had about four leaves and then this giant one. And this leaf, surprising. Okay, so it's folded. You can see like the fold marks.
Yeah, it's got some creases.
But this was significantly more yellow than it is now.
I do remember it looking worse.
I know 2 days ago, I was like, why is this so green?
Weird.
Because it was like a pale yellow.
Yeah,
you know, like usually when plants are like dying, it's like that bright mustardy yellow. This was always like kind of like a pale Easter yellow. And I don't know.
Like a pastel.
Yes, exactly. And now all of a sudden, it's mostly green. This was mostly yellow.
Wow.
I've had this for what, like almost 2 months now?
Dang, it was just out of nowhere. Is it green again?
All of a sudden it's green.
Wow.
Because I was like, oh, this leaf, I'll let it be. It has a new one coming in, and I think now it's
its petiole is about 2 feet long, going into this big 6-inch pot, or 8-inch deep pot.
It's a 6-inch, but it's a deep one.
6-inch deep pot. And it's got a new leaf popping out. You're air layering it as well?
Mm-hmm. It had some little... The roots... The only sign of growth it had was like these little baby roots. And I was like, well, we're just going to air layer it. I was like, if this thing dies, we need some new roots. Because I assume this leaf was just going to tank. And then this one was going to rot. So...
Yeah, you're like, we have signs of new...
So I was like, as long as we can make some roots... Actually, let's... Now that it's thriving...
Let's check on these things.
Let's open up... Here, take a picture of it. Wait, where's your phone?
I don't know. It's over here. Let me scoot back. We're a mess a little bit. But we are at like almost 30 minutes. Look at us go. We're doing the dang thing. I brought Brandon a bunch of plants today, by the way, because we love sharing plants. And I've been buying a lot of new ones lately, and you know they're just like all over the place.
I almost cried.
And
I pulled out the best for last.
What was it?
The Ping. I literally almost cried.
Oh, you're really excited for the Ping? That was like probably the cheapest one.
That's what I was most excited about.
Okay, well, we would just take a picture of like this little thing. Ooh, yes, fun.
Oh, plant dripped all over me.
Yeah, I love sharing plants. And it was, like, actually, I was really excited to, like, cut my Rio and be able to, like, give that to, and, like, the
Oh, my God, Madonna. Look at these beautiful roots.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God, they're, like, pink and fresh. Wow. Okay, let me get...
Oh, my God, look, these were just all nubs. These were nubs the other day.
Very good. Wow. Okay, move the mouse a little bit. Yeah. We want to get it, like, crystal clear. Oh my God, I love the color of them. They're so cute.
I didn't know they had
that. That looks so good. I would keep the moss going on there.
Shit.
Oh, absolutely.
No. Absolutely.
That's all you need is a little piece of plastic and some moss and you just tie it around. It's so easy. Isn't it? I use anything to layer.
Pasta, I'm so happy for you.
Aw, pasta's so proud. Maybe I wonder if that helped that leaf in the last couple of days.
I'm a proud papa pasta. Proud pasta papa.
I have one. Actually, speaking of pasta, I posted on my Instagram story before coming here, and I was like, what in the heck? Did you see that thing that I posted on my story that I found on my pasta?
Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What in the heck was that?
It looks like a lake fly, which isn't a plant
pest. Let me read real quick, because I love putting up the question box for you guys to like give your input or like tell me what you think it is. And some of the responses are just amazing. My most recent one says, looks to be a bug. Thank you.
Blessed be the fruit.
Thank you, Avery. Someone said, oh, Amy. No, not Amy, not Amy. Another Amy said, what the fuck is that? Someone said, ishy poo poo. Someone else said, what is that? Thank you. That's what I'm wondering. Why do you think I'm putting up the question box? I get this one a lot. You make me feel like my plants have a bunch of bugs on them and I'm blind. They just appear out of nowhere, I swear. Someone just said Lowe's question mark.
Like you bought it at Lowe's.
It was on my pasta. Yeah, out of nowhere. I stare at this thing all the time. So I don't know. Someone said, what's your solution for mealy bugs? Okay. Someone said, what is that? Oh, someone said, yum. Someone said, bugs. Thrips? Question mark. Sad face. Another one person said, mutant thrip? Question mark. And then the...
Okay. Other ones. Was said, I not looking at the same bug that I these don't people know. Were?
Someone like, said it's a shrimp, and then
I would say it's a shrimp. Someone it looked like a shrimp.
The first comment I got said, "Good luck."
It looked like a scrimp.
So yeah, let's look at this again, you and I together. So it's
it looks that like dude. It looks like a it looks like if a mealy bug and a scrimp had a baby.
Yeah, because it's like we can see the legs on it. You know, we can see
the. What did you do with it?
I get this. This always happens. I love it. It's because I like to show you guys. So I take a video of it, right? I pick it up to separate it from the rest of the plants because we're like a little bit suspicious. That's always what you do, guys. Okay. If you see anything, you're a little bit like, ooh, I'm sus. And it could be I hate that. I'm 24. I shouldn't say that. I am like a little bit suspicious. This could be a pest. And you try and separate it, right? And of course, I pick it up and put it down like 3 feet away on the coffee table. It's gone. Whatever that bug was, flew away. Goodbye.
If y'all could see my face right now, jaw to the floor.
Of course. Yeah, it's gone. I'm not sure where it went. I was looking on my Ring of Fire, looking on my new Thai constellation, which I got for my birthday. Thank you, Carly. I love you. And
yeah. I was just like doing like a bug flying plant to plant motion.
I was like, yeah, I was like, oh no, do you see like a bug in the corner or something? We'll get the dirt devil out. But yeah, pests show themselves out of nowhere, and it's good to be looking. Always check under those leaves, I say. Check under the leaves.
But you always have to be aware of aging plants. Mm-hmm. If a plant is an old fart like me, it drops leaves just like I drop. I don't know.
Drop it like it's hot.
I do drop it like it's hot, but I also drop like mental health every day, so... Lovely. Anyway.
Your mental health declining rapidly. Dropping it like it's hot. We're fine, you guys.
Yeah, no. And don't take anything I say seriously.
We just watched... I had Brandon watch Bo Burnham's Inside before this. And he's like, why does anyone think this is funny? This is really sad.
It's like, this hits too close.
Like, I'm a little bit shooken up. You're like, did he make this about me?
literally every scene, it's me.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, aging plants, they will yellow, they will have leaves that fall off. If they rapidly yellow, like all of a sudden
out of nowhere
there's a yellow leaf, especially pothos, like trailing philodendrons.
Yeah, sometimes it's just an over underwatering thing and you just gotta kind of like pull back or pay attention more. But I did have a trailing Hartley philodendron that I've spoken about that just had a bunch of yellow leaves, and I have a TikTok about it. It's titled Mealybugs because I was like, oh, I just got to give this plant a little bit of dusting because I have underwatered it a little bit, which is true. Anything that's hanging up, I usually underwater it because if it's hanging up, it's hard to get to, and I just don't get to it
as fast. We're not breaking out the stool.
Yeah, no. It has to be something that is, like, I have this, like, platform thing that I have hanging up, but... It doesn't, like, give or, like, dangle, so I can actually grab it and then take it off the hook. It doesn't, like, flap. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone else is like, what do you mean? Okay. So I take it down, and I'm, like, you know, giving it a little good look over because I'm dusting it, and then I see a little bit of, like, stringy, cottony, white something, and I'm like, dun-dun-dun. Something's going on. It was mealy bobelies. I don't know why I always call them that now. Mealy Beelies. And I treated it once and I was on the depression train. So that was kind of all of the spoons that I had to give towards it. And of course she died. So rip to her.
Which also, don't feel bad about.
Yeah, don't feel bad about. It's Hartley philodendron.
Yeah.
Whatever. They're all over the place. It's not that big of a deal. It's fine. It was a good one. But they grow fast. It was a really long one. I was a bummy. But... Life goes on. Plants go on. And plant community is also really nice. When I knocked off that melano growth point. You know, amount of people who were like, I have a melano, I have a melano. I was like, no, I'm not taking all your melanos. As much as I want to.
Well, okay, I think last time you were here, I chopped mine up, right?
You chopped your melano?
Yeah. Like, the one that was, like, had, like, the tiny little leaves, and, like, you were like, oh, I would chop that up. And I was like, okay bet.
I chopped one of mine up, too.
It's growing like crazy in the moss. Ooh. Big moss setup. Anyway. So, we talked about pestle, so we'll skip that. But anyways, diseases is the last one. And I just had a disease scare. Uh-oh. And I almost lost my mind.
What happened?
So, one of my imports had a little brown speck. Like, it wasn't that big. I can show you later on my photo. Like, there's progression pictures. But it was, like, a little brown speck on an anthurium. And it just... I woke up the next day, and it was a little bigger. And the next day, it was bigger. And it was in the middle of the leaf, and I was like, oh, my fucking God, what is going on? And so I ended up in a YouTube deep dive about bacterial and fungal infections. And this girl was like, yeah, I had a bacterial infection once. It wiped out $20,000 of my plants.
You're like, and I red was, alert.
I went into panic.
You're like, I'm not doing anything for this.
I should have called my therapist and been like, hey, I need an emergency session. We need to talk about this.
Yeah, you're like, honestly, I need to be talked off a ledge.
Okay, I should bring up my plants in therapy. Real talk.
I talk about plants way too much in therapy. If you're listening, hi, Amber, I'm sorry.
We're still trying to break down my my trauma. Plants haven't given me too much trauma yet. Yeah,
you're not to the plants yet.
Anyway. So I thought it was a bacterial infection. I was like, oh my God. And like, bacterial infections basically don't stop spreading.
Yeah, they can spread from plant to
fungal
plant.
Fungal infections are easier to control, but bacterial infections are almost impossible. So basically, grab the Prince of Orange. Okay. So this is a fungal infection.
Okay, yeah, we've got
spots. So this is like...
Is it the rust fungus?
So this is like a rust fungus spots.
Looks like a nice plant.
And so for me, any fungus I've been able to repot, and then it stops. It just... doesn't continue. But if it's a bacteria, like, you have to use a copper fungicide to be able to stop it, but you also need to chop off the affected leaves, because once it gets to the petiole and gets into the stem of the plant, you're gone.
Toasted,
roasted, ghosted for most of them. I mean, obviously there's a lot of different types, but for the most part, that's how you know it's bad.
Yeah, and I think it's usually the philodendrons like this that are getting it. I know that. I think black cardinal is really prone to this, too. I know so many people who are rehabbing a black cardinal philodendron. But, I mean, the new leaves look fabulous.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I literally...
Oh, my God, and she has little, like, little babies.
I know. The babies haven't grown very
much. It's so cute. Well, you should try and separate them. Oh, my God, that is so precious, little baby. I love.
But like the 3 degrees of orange on there. Oh my God. It's so beautiful.
Oh yeah. That's like, this is a really nice stem. It literally looks like mine, but tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. Yeah. Mine doesn't have a lot of leaves because I used to live next to a cactus that was just a little bit handsy, and a lot of the leaves got shredded. So yeah, but you know, she looks great. So you recommend having copper fungicide on hand?
I now treat all my new plants with it.
You're like, no risk of this here.
Yeah.
You're not having any of it.
I'm not.
I don't know if I've had a disease, which, by the way, I will point out, you guys, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a plant botanist. I'm not a whatever. But mosaic virus is not as common as you think it is.
I do think my Edmsonii had it. You saw it. That was...
It was icky poo. But yeah. I feel like a lot of people post online, and it just doesn't... It just looks like light damage or something. Mosaic, I think, is more of a...
It's more
pattern.
Like pattern and yeah. Veiny, which and is like what
it,
mine
it
had.
Is a little bit more consistent, right? It's it, like, I don't know if it's just on one leaf, but...
It affects the whole plant. So yeah. Like once a section of the plant has it, the whole plant has it. It's all going down.
And it can spread easily from plant to plant with like if a bug... If
you have, well, like, it depends. It depends on the type of mosaic virus, because there's like the tobacco mosaic virus. There's, ooh, I don't know. There's
okay, Brandon's researched this. Brandon's the botanist.
A couple of different ones. There's like 4 or 5 that are common in house plants. A lot of them are like cash crop diseases. And so the one that affects Edmsonii is the most common, and a lot of store-bought Edmsonii got it. And if you've noticed, they've switched in the stores. There used to be a lot of wide form, and now there's a lot of narrow forms. Because the wide form was super susceptible to it. Mm-hmm. And now they've kind of switched to other varieties that don't get it quite as easily. Ooh. And so now it's harder to find wider forms.
Yeah, just I don't see wide form unless it's just like little cuttings potted up. I don't see big wide forms anymore.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Mosaic is scary, but chances are you don't have it. Mm-hmm.
You're like, think, but me, I had it.
Because, okay, so this is the thing. I got mine from cuttings, and every time a new leaf would come up, one would die. And then a new leaf would come up, one would die. Every single leaf, just... Weird. And eventually, like, oh, it'd be like, two leaves would come out and one would die. And then, so eventually I had, like, four leaves after a year. I was like, oh, these cuttings have four leaves.
Oh, my God.
So I really do think mine had, if not Mosaic, some other disease, because it just wasn't cute.
I don't think I've ever had a disease before.
But what other declining plant horror stories have you had?
Let me see. Usually, I've had a lot of allocation projects. Quite a few. Almost always, my allocations turn into projects one way or another, whether it's from shock. I did have a fry deck that came from Florida to Minnesota, and it was just not having it. I mean, I probably should have gotten up in the soil and repotted it immediately. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to let her do her thing. I'm going to let her acclimate. I'm going to let her vibe. And she just declined and declined and just did not get better. I did accidentally break off a piece, and I was like, ooh, whatever, I'll just throw this in moss. And while the plant actually died off, that moss one is just thriving like you wouldn't believe. So, you know, sometimes it's worth it to save a little piece just in case. I do recommend. So a lot of my alocasias, I even had one recently. I don't even know how to say it. I always want to call it a chantrary or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
That's how I pronounce it in my head.
Yeah. If you allocation people, you know which one I'm talking about. But I got it from that plant sale that day, the last PQ plant sale that we were at. And it was super warm out that day. And I think that plant was just like,
ooh. By the end of that day, all the plants we had left over were like, help us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ones at the PQ table, too. She was I can't even imagine. Upstairs and water them now. Like,
and we were watering them throughout the day. I was like pouring water on them. I was like, come on, guys. Perk up.
You did like
and they'd perk up and then they'd fall down. They'd perk up and then fall down.
You'd like, be like, Jesus. You guys need to look good for your new homes. People are looking to adopt you. Come on. But, so I got it that day and it came home and it looked fabulous, but things were going to Chicago that week. So I was like, all right, whatever. I just sprayed her down with your average, plant spray with a little bit of neem oil in it. And because I had to throw it with my plants, I didn't have time to acclimate it. And I wanted to make sure I had a little bit of humidity, had some likes. Allocations are picky. So threw it amongst my plants and I come home and this thing looks awful. It is like, I mean, it is screaming like I am sad. I'm shocked because not only were the two leaves that I had just like completely droopy, but most of them were like, I don't know, it had this big blotch of like, I don't know, it was getting yellowy, orangey, and you could tell that it almost looked like as if you let it sit out in the sun all day long. But it didn't look like that when I brought it home, obviously. But it was just waiting to get sad. So I brought it back into 40% or 50% humidity with that's like 70 degrees when it was probably 90 plus degrees that day with like 70-80% humidity, and it was just like
acclimation, baby.
So I do with my allocations, I am respectful, and as long as there's no spider mites or anything, no root rot, and she's been like repotted if need be, I let the leaves die off as they please, and unless they come off with like a gentle tug, I leave them. And it sprouted a new leaf already, and the two older ones were able to be pulled off already. And yeah, so now it has one leaf now, but it looks great. It didn't skip a beat in growing at all. It just dropped those two, and it was blessed like, no, thanks. Fruit. Yeah, so she's going off. I don't know if I have another, like, I mean, I've done tons upon tons of allocation rehabs, but I did have a ivy one time that was the last time I had an ivy. I don't know if I'm gonna do another. They look so cute sometimes, but don't know, I can't bring myself to do it.
I will never own an ivy. Not once in my life.
It was really crispy, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to do some propagation. And brought it to the table, and I was cutting off the good parts. Like, ooh, this is a good chunk, this is a good chunk. And I get to, like, the bad stuff around there, and I'm like, oh my god, it's webs galore. There are mites everywhere. So that one I caught a little bit too late. Do not let your ivies just decline without you checking them. More often than not, it's something's going on. Those things don't just, like, die out of nowhere. They love mites, though. Mites love them. Not my favorite one in the world, but God, what was the last one that I had written down? Oh, my Ciltabacana that I got in the mail recently. So I actually made the mistake of not quarantining that one, and I just threw it back into my plants. And this was like total luck. I noticed that the newest leaf was just ever so slightly yellow, and I was like, that's not right. Like, new growth shouldn't look that sad.
Yeah, if your new growth shows any sign of yellow or brown, something's
check it up. Yeah, it's like your new growth for the most part should be happy, unless like you just got it and it's like, ooh, I was in the mail and I just need to like open up and whatever, get used to you, and then I'll give you another good leaf, like whatever. But if it's already been acclimating and it wasn't throwing out a new leaf, you know, and then it's throwing out another and it's like, this one's sad and yellow, look at it, because I looked at mine and flipped it around, and boom, there was a thrip, and there was a couple more all over the plant.
No!
Yeah, so then sprayed it down a bunch, and I don't know, she's fine now. She's very totally good, but yeah, it's scary, because I had it amongst all my favorite plants, and I was like, ah,
that's not how good. It works, baby.
Yeah, that's always how it happens, so just be looking at those plants. And first sign of rehabbing is like, first of all, like diagnosing what's actually wrong, and then kind of letting the plant do its thing. You know, sometimes it's like you've done all you can do, and you have to let nature do its thing.
Yeah, and that leads us to our next part of the segment. Mm-hmm. Sometimes plants can't revive.
Yep.
Whether it is they're just in shock from your environment,
or caught it too late.
Maybe. You caught it too late. They don't know what to do. Like,
maybe you just don't have the conditions for it. Sometimes you pick a plant and you're like, I think I can do this one. I think I have the light for this or the humidity, and sometimes you just don't.
Okay. Sometimes plants just fucking hate you.
Yes, you have the TikTok. Sometimes plants just fucking hate you. And true, there are plants that fucking hate me, and I'm like, okay, fiddly figs. Am I ever going to see you again? Probably not.
Oh, no, I'm going to bring mine in. It's popped out three leaves outside. I'm going to bring it in. It's going to just go on. Sorry.
She's not going to love it. Yeah, it's figuring out which plants work with you. And even my boyfriend today was like, I don't know how you take care of this many plants. And I was like, well, it's easy. I pick the plants that work best for me. I know that plants work with me and stay alive with me if they are plants that like feel or look like they need water when they need it. I'm not good at the guessing game.
Yeah.
And a lot of my plants that I need to guess on are in LECA. And then that just takes care of itself. Easy peasy.
Yeah. Now that I had experience yesterday where I was like, oh, I couldn't take care of my plants for 2 days after I thought I was going to take care of them. And I was like, to my roommate, I was like, come inside my room. Let's watch RuPaul in my bedroom while I do my plant stuff so we can still bond. But I have to do my plant work. It'll take a few hours. Like, I don't want to do that. Like, that's like, no. I can't deal with that. Too much work.
I like to do my plant care as I feel like doing it. It feels like too much of a chore. If I'm like, okay, it's time to look at the plants. It's time to clean them. It's dusting day. It's watering day. No. Yeah.
My schedule has been disrupted.
It's too much. So, yeah, just find plants that work with you. And, you know, sometimes if you get a plant early in your plant life and it doesn't work out, sometimes a year later, maybe when you have a little bit more knowledge and better understanding of plants, then that plant can work with you. I did not understand begonias at all, or I don't know, succulents and certain things like oxalis and whatever, and now these plants, I've been figuring them out.
What's a plant you feel like you wouldn't want to touch right now
that I'm like, no, I'm not doing it? I mean, fiddly fig, obviously, but that's what that goes without saying. A lot of calatheas, I just don't feel like dealing with it.
Yeah, I feel like you would not be able to raise 99% of Calathea's.
Yep. No, the Orbifolia, her and I are vibing, but that's kind of pretty much it. I tried the Rattlesnake. Didn't like me either. I tried with it. And when they start to go die off, they look really sad. It's hard to make them look happy when they're starting to look sad. I do have a Stromanthe that I'm hoping I can keep alive, but I don't know. I've been dipping my toes in a bunch of different, you know, different genera, trying to get, you know, gain some different experience.
It's really cool to be able to conquer a new type of plant that you couldn't before.
Yeah, like I'm finally figuring out Pilea and Peperomia too. That was a plant that I just didn't understand at first. I don't know. They're not like water when dry. It's like water when dry after a little bit, and then at the right moment. And then if you miss it, then it dies.
Do you think you'll ever dip into orchids?
Oh, that's, yeah.
I personally, there's a couple that really tempt me.
Maybe. If I get gifted one, I will keep it and try and keep it alive.
Like, but I like those orchids that have, like, the one flower. It's like a Cruella de Vil flower.
Oh, yeah, and they're creepy looking. Those mm-hmm. are kind of fun.
I do really want one of those.
I'm really hoping that I can get better at carnivorous plants. I don't really have the light for them, I'm figuring out.
Yeah. They need full sun. Like, all of mine, I have to put them in the full sun. It's a nightmare.
Yeah,
but
all mine are sad.
I have to show you outside that one popping up. Actually, the ones in my cases,
your carnivorous plant,
they're popping out pictures. Yes, they're popping out pictures, but I accidentally let them dry out. So, shh.
Ooh, yeah,
the one outside is doing great. It had pictures this big, literally 5 days ago. They're this big now.
Oh my gosh,
it's insane.
I'm excited to see it. I should give no. I actually let it die already. I was gonna say I should give you my pitcher plant to rehab. I let her get too sad. So. Well,
these ones, they might be gone.
You're the pitcher plant rehabber.
We'll see.
Well, should we transition into our last couple of orders of business? Or I don't know what to call it.
What are meeting notes? Agenda? I don't know. Resolutions?
Or, I don't know. Our last
few. I was in student council. I should know.
I don't freaking know. We need a manager.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to do a managerial position for a plant per episode, we got you.
Except I don't like being managed. You know what I mean?
We need a producer.
I'm not good at managing myself, but I don't like other people managing me. I just like to go with the flow.
We need a podcast better, producer.
Because it feels a little bit more collaborative. Yes. Anyway.
For our many sponsors, we need them to be like, commercial.
Yeah.
Because we're just so popular.
Oh.
I love, like, the big podcasts are like, we gotta take a break.
Okay.
That'll be us soon. We're manifesting.
Sure.
Plantifesting.
Plant? Ooh, look, there's a good word. Okay, we're gonna put that, patent it, put it on the Instagram. Well, we do have a review actually pulled up and ready to review.
Yeah, I actually screenshotted it, put it in a note. You don't have to wait for me to open Apple Podcasts. It seems like I'm, like, really delaying this, so I'm, like, opening up my Apple Podcasts. Nicole, no. My phone is in Nicole's hand. So.
Yeah, I have it because I don't want, I'd like to be able to see the time. But you told me not to read this.
Yes,
so,
okay. Because it is the best review we've ever gotten.
It's a 5 stars. It says, so soothing is the topic.
Don't read
so
it.
I was just going to say the title, okay?
Okay, so it's from, I think, Lillian. It's Lil Yan, if you phonetically read it. But I think it's Lillian. And then it has a cute, I didn't know you could have an emoji on your little podcast reviewing platform.
Plant emoji.
Anyway. Lillian says, I love both of their voices together.
Aww.
And I adore their humor. What a treat. Sometimes I put this on before bed. I'm learning so much about my plant babies, and it's relaxing.
Relaxing? Are you listening to the right?
You must be mentally ill like we are. But if you're not, props to you.
Speaking of relaxing, do you ever listen to ASMR?
No, it like makes my skin crawl.
Okay, but like, is it the tapping or the whispering that you don't like?
I think it's the tapping.
Okay, because I like the whispering ones.
Because I like to listen to bedtime stories told by like really slow, quiet British people.
You're Leo. You could do the personal attention ones. There's like ones where they're like complimenting you, or there's ones where the whole time they'll be like, it's okay.
That would make me uncomfortable.
I saw a TikTok that was just talking about why it's hard for people or like neurodivergent people or people with ADHD to go to bed at night because, I don't know, we need constant stimulation, right? We need to be multitasking, and like sleep is boring. I don't know, like laying down and
sleep
like
is always boring.
Doing 100 things at one time.
Since I was a little kid, I was like, I don't want to go to bed. You need
something
bored.
Passive to pay attention to. And ASMR is really awesome because it's like relaxing and it doesn't require like your interaction or attention. And I don't know, it's nice.
That's
and
why
it's
I not very to Bob's loud. Burgers.
Bob's Burgers, so relaxing. Anyway, yeah, that's what I was thinking of. It's relaxing. If you want to be relaxed, listen to ASMR. Maybe we should do a little ASMR about plants. That would be kind of a fun
one.
That would be a funny one. Let me know. Okay, I'm going to put a thing on
a poll on our little on our Instagram
and ask if people want to do an ASMR. It's going to be ridiculous because we're going to be laughing throughout the whole thing too, trying to do it. I wonder if we should do some type of. We should do.
You're already doing it.
We should do plant, plant propagation ASMR because we can like do some like snips.
Oh, like the snips, and then like the of the soil into the pot.
Yes, we would really like to actually relax you guys. So that would
okay,
be fun.
That fish tank girl on TikTok, I kind of like her videos. They're kind of like ASMR to me.
Kind of like relaxing. Benji does a little bit of ASMR content. It's like relaxing, filling up his little aquarium things, changing the water and whatever, doing his little snippy snip. The snippy snip of like the moss, trimming the moss.
Wow, okay. We have really derailed from this review. Thank you, Lillian.
Okay, well, we're still talking about plant stuff. Well, kind of. What is that laugh?
We're going to start some creepy ASMR YouTube channels like Nicole and Brad.
I was trying to think of like a botanical ASMR.
No, it'd be food. We'd just be like, here we are eating a Jack's natural rising pizza. Listen to it dip in the ranch. Listen to the bite. That would be what our ASMR podcast would be. Let's be real.
Oh my God. Anyways, it's about that time though. I think I do. Well, not no. I don't hear the music coming yet because we have to talk about our social medias.
Maybe I'll start earlier this time. Who knows?
Well, we'll have to say them really fast. Okay, go.
All right, where can we find us?
I said go.
I know. I said where can we find us?
Like, where are we growing?
Podcast.
Nicole Larson with X and Nicole. NYYCOLE on Instagram. You can find Brandon Botanical on YouTube and whatever. I don't know. Monster Plant Co. Brandaconda.
BR_Anaconda. Brandaconda on TikTok and Instagram. MonsterPlant.co. Website, shop, and YouTube, Brandon Botanical.
I just said all that.
We really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was we have a lot of pent-up energy because we didn't do an episode before this week, so bear with us.
A lot at one time. And we haven't seen you in a while, too.
This is like the longest we haven't seen each other in months.
I know, we hang out a lot. Until my grandma was like, yeah, I met my podcast partner. He's from Milwaukee. I met him on the internet, and now he moved here, and now we hang out all the time. And she's like, what? She's from the middle of North Dakota. She's like, wait, you met someone on the interweb? Back up. Anyways, I hope you guys have a fabulous rest of your week and
the music
weekend.
Is actually playing now.
Yeah, it is. So, I can't even think of what it sounds like now. Anyways.
So peace out, peeps.
Peace out, bye.
Bye, guys.